Yeah, prophetic good morning, dear listeners. This is Bishop Alexander MCK Chileshe, the General Overseer of the Prophetic View Global Ministry based in the land of Namibia. Welcome to a blessed podcast that has been running for the past 4.5 years, and we are blessed that the Lord has seen us through, that we are here in this new season, in this new year. A prophetic good morning yet again, and welcome to the month of April, the year 2024. Usually, when we step into a new month, we sit down and consider it as normal that we are in a new month. We forget that it is by His mercies that we see the light of day in a new month, a new day, a new season. So I am here to remind us on this particular morning that it is by the Lord's mercies and design that you and I are here today, that I am talking and you are listening. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. We are in the fourth month of the year 2024, the first day of April. And when we sit down from the carnal perspective or the carnal understanding, we miss it when it comes to numerical numbers. And the numerical number 4 is a representation of something in the supernatural. Understanding is the significance of something in the biblical discourse. And today I want us to quickly look at that in a minute or two as I give one or two declarations over this new season and new month. You see, the number 4 bears a unique significance in the Holy Bible, in the Holy Scriptures. Scriptures tells us or expounds to us that it represents wholeness. And with it representing wholeness, it carries a certain influence uniquely, which was observed or is observed in the formation of the world and the structure of the holy edifices and the predictions within the Old and New Testaments. And I'm talking about prophecies, decrees, warnings, much more. You see, the reality is that when we look at number 4 from a normal perspective, we can see that the number 4 is common and practical number that features in many parts of technology, from the wheels of a typical car to the legs of a chair that we sit on, to numerous rectangle buildings and design that we see, or to the normal colors that come in your printer, in your offices, in your homes, in your schools. It's a normal thing. It's 4 legs, 4 wheels. It's normal. But I'm here to tell you that there is much deeper significance to the number four. And I'm reminded of the words by Franklin D. Roosevelt, who once wrote what is today known as the four fundamentals of freedom. He said, we ought to have the freedom of speech. We ought to have the freedom of religion. And we ought to have the freedom from want. So we ought to have the freedom from fear, he wrote. But for Christians, for believers such as yourself and I, the number four is related to a simple sense of completeness, as it is in a general reference to the Bible, the four corners of the earth, the four rivers in the Garden of Eden. Just an example. We also know that some of the most interesting stories are told in our scriptures, and there's a significance of the numerical number four. We can look at the multiples of four, such as the 40 days and 40 nights in Genesis 7, verse 12. Well, the Israelites remaining in Egypt for 400 years. We find that in Genesis 15, verse 10, 11, 12, and 13, thereabout. We also see the same significance from the book of Joshua, chapter 5. And the Bible says that then they wandered in the desert for 40 years. So the multiples of four. Anything that falls under the kingdom of God does not have the element of coincidence in it. Can I get an amen? There is no coincidence, nor is there an accident in kingdom matters. My teaching to you today is this. And I want you to write it down. Write it down not only on a piece of paper, but write it down in your spirit. Enshrine it in your heart and mind. That every season we step into has to ignite a supernatural awakening in us. Allow me to postulate that again. Every season that you and I step into should ignite a supernatural awakening in us. We need to do four things. And now that's the prophetic teaching right there. We need to do four things. Firstly, we need to sit back from your week, sit back from your day, sit back from your month, sit back from your year, sit back from your previous relationship, sit back from your previous business deal, sit back from your ex-marital issues. Sit back. From your career. When you sit back, begin to reflect. So sit back and reflect. Reflect on what the Lord has been speaking throughout this journey. Reflect on what you have done right and you have done wrong. Reflect on the decision making. But reflect on your reactions that turned out to a certain action. Ever? Sit back and reflect. When you reflect, you need to recollect. And when you recollect, you need to reposition yourself. Can I get an amen? Madre se cabara. Helekete. You cannot go on in life without sitting back. Without reflecting on yourself. Without recollecting yourself in the Lord. Without repositioning yourself. The Bible tells us that Joshua and Caleb are sent onto a mission by the prophet of God Moses. When they got into the land that they went to spy, Joshua came back a changed person, because when he got into the land where they had been sent by God's prophet, he went and he sat down. He reflected, he recollected, and he repositioned himself. When he came back with the rest of the spies, he had but a different analogy of what was going on. He was carrying a supernatural insight in the matters of the land they had gone to spy. Hello. His supernatural eyes were open. He looked at things from the spiritual aspect and instead of the carnal aspect. And this is what happens in most days, you know, everyday decision making. We react from the position of carnality. And when the action is given birth out of your carnal, we begin to sit down and cry unto the Lord when we actually were the ones that sowed this seed and it has now given birth in our space. My God. But if we could learn to sit down, reflect, recollect, and reposition ourselves, then we'll be moving on the supernatural side. We would be moving from the spiritual faculty. Thank you, Jesus. When we do this, when we begin to do this in our space, in our atmosphere, in our lives, then we are bound to reap good from the Lord and instead of reaping bad from the enemy. So I give you these four prophetic things today, child of God. Sit back, reflect, recollect, and reposition yourself according to your heavenly then destiny. I therefore, as God's oracle, declare a repositioning over your life in this new month of April, the year 2024, in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. You are repositioned, child of God. And I want you to remember one thing, that this is the season of your validation. For you to be validated by the power of the Holy Spirit, you need to do these things as you reposition yourself unto God, as you reposition yourself in your marriage, as you reposition yourself in your career, as you reposition yourself in your education, as you reposition yourself in your relationships, as you reposition yourself in your businesses, as you reposition yourself in your relationship with God. Now, you are a widow, and if you believe by faith, and so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.